DARPA's Advanced Vehicle Make Project is focused on, as the name implies, vehicles. But its researchers are trying to develop a framework that could work for other big Pentagon systems, too. Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Wiedenman is a deputy program manager at DARPA. He says one huge reason that programs tend to exceed their budgets is that they take so long to complete. And the reason they take so long is that they have to be more or less fully assembled before designers can see whether or not they work properly. It's a process that he says hasn't changed in about 50 years.
We break down the systems we need, typically along engineering disciplinary lines. This is a power system, this is a thermal system, this is a drive system, for example. And we make sure that all the parts are the best possible for their individual tasks, and then we put it all together and we build it. After we build it, we test it to see if it works the way we expected, and of course, invariably, it doesn't. So we have to go back and redesign, rebuild, retest, and so on. That takes a lot of time, a lot of money to iterate like this.
That process has been what it's been, Wiedenman says, by necessity. Up until now, there hasn't been any way to know how the millions of components of a high-tech weapon system would work together without actually building one. That's the challenge DARPA is trying to solve. They're working to build a set of software tools that would let the Pentagon and its contractors take part in a concept called Correct by Construction. By the time a final product is built, it works the way it's supposed to. Wiedenman says the builders of other innovative products have shown it's already possible.
We've taken our inspiration from the integrated circuit industry, which went through this same sort of transformation about 30 years ago, by building a set of design tools in the integrated circuit world called electronic design automation. Integrated circuit designers were able to create these kinds of correct by construction designs, helping to maintain a 24 to 36 month product cycle that has really helped to sustain the massive growth in that industry ever since.
Last week, DARPA issued a solicitation to industry to try to put the idea into practice and build a factory that can build pretty much anything. Not a factory as such, but a distributed network of manufacturing capabilities that could be employed as they're needed. It's called IFAB, or Instant Foundry Adaptive Through Bits. Software tools would not just decide how to design a product, they'd take a project's requirements in from one end and spit out the kinds of information that right now takes years to figure out. What kind of machining tools will it take to build the system? What will human beings need to do? What order do processes need to be done in?
Having design tools like this leads to some really interesting new capabilities. For one, we can actually build things differently. With this ability to create correct by construction designs, we don't need to iterate the design on the factory floor. So the factory itself is freed up to a level of flexibility that just was never before possible.
But DARPA isn't just trying to build a flowchart for how the process would work. They want to actually build a real vehicle, and they picked one the military has a true need for. The Marine Corps' Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle was supposed to be able to take Marines from ships to shore and then move on land like a tank. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates recommended the EFV's cancellation earlier this year because of huge cost overruns after the Pentagon sank $3 billion into the program. The Marines are still trying to build a vehicle that can meet the requirements through the traditional acquisition process, but Wiedenman says DARPA will test its new techniques in parallel.
We will run a series of design challenges. Reach out to a broad crowd of people with design expertise. These challenges will increase in complexity until we design a full ACV, a full amphibious combat vehicle, and then we will build it in the IFAB foundry.
The Marine Corps is a willing partner in the effort. They've supplied all of their requirements documents to DARPA, and according to Paul Aramenko, the project manager for the DARPA effort, the Marines are watching carefully to see what DARPA comes up with. Aramenko thinks the design process his agency is using has some major advantages. For one, more people can participate.
We think that sort of moving to this correct by construction design tools and then a separate program, highly flexible programmable manufacturing capability creates sort of a decoupling effect between design and manufacturing. And that in and of itself, meaning that you don't have to have a captive fabrication facility to be a designer of complex defense systems. And so that in and of itself creates kind of an opening of the aperture to the innovation process because you no longer have the capital requirements of having a factory in order to be a significant player in the defense industry, which is a very different paradigm. And we did see that occur in the integrated circuit world.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.